This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a quite nice, thank you very much, snapshot of the labor market this week. First-time claims for unemployment fell down to about 310,000, the lowest they have been since the before times, which is great. And on Wednesday, the Beige Book, the Federal Reserve's eight-times-a-year regional survey of this economy, said, quote, demand for workers continued to strengthen, but it also said, quote, all districts noted extensive labor shortages. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman walks us through all of the ends, ifs, or buts of this still pandemic-y labor market.
The continuing decline in unemployment claims means there have been fewer layoffs. But aside from that,
lately, there's not a lot going right in the job market. And of course, that's all due to the Delta variant.
Economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union says hiring has slowed in leisure and hospitality and retail, and more people are afraid of working now. Employers say they can't find workers to hire as the economy reopens, so silver lining.
Employers are having such a hard time keeping workers, they are really loath to let them go. So that provides job security, I think, for a lot of people.
Making matters worse for employers, people are quitting their jobs at high rates right now. Adam Santinello of Windsor, Connecticut, recently quit a call center job after 7 months. He says the money was good, but
I just didn't see the difference I was making anymore, and I'm at a point where I just want to do something that makes me happy.
Like the restaurant work he used to do. Meanwhile, he's applied for unemployment. That and relief payments have helped a lot of people hold out financially, says Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult.
That cushion will provide you the ability to refrain from entering back into the labor force if you're concerned about health or if you need to take care of a loved one.
Employers are pulling out all the stops, says Jeremy Kyman at global staffing firm Adecco. Higher pay, bonuses, fast offers and counteroffers. But there are still a lot of potential workers on the sidelines. What'll it take to get them back?
A lot of these are people that have gotten used to working from home and or are still balancing childcare issues because there's a lack of childcare workers.
One thing many economists agree on, prolonged labor shortages will hurt businesses' ability to meet demand and grow. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.